Well, the Smithton Saints' push towards the 2022 NWFL season is well underway. And one box new president Keith Billing had to tick off was a coach. A well-known name in Smithton football circles now has that role, and his name is Cameron Lockett, and he's on the line now. Welcome to you, Cameron.
Thanks.
Hey, Cameron, a lot to do when you've got to take charge of any sporting team, but in particular, a lot to do when it comes to re-entering a competition. How's it been for you so far?
Yeah, it's been pretty full-on. The committee sort of spoke to me about 4 or 5 weeks ago and put it to me where I've been at Burnie for the last couple of years. And, sort of gave me a bit of thinking time and had a few questions to ask them of how the club was going with players and what their vision was for the next 5 years. It wasn't just this year or coming, it's the next 5 years, how we're going to approach it and how our playing stocks were. And they ticked all their boxes for what I sort of was after. So and I thought it was a great opportunity for me to step into the senior coaching role.
So when you first heard about the fact that Keith was getting this thing underway and there was going to be a push, did that just raise the heartbeat up a little bit to say that you would love to be involved, or were you sort of, did you ease your sort of thought process into it?
I did ease myself. Being at Burnie at that stage, it was probably my father who said to me, there was a meeting at the local pub, and he said, "Are you coming to the meeting?" I said, "Oh, I'll come with you for a bit of a look and listen, just see where they're at," because I wasn't 100% sure how they were tracking. And we both walked away from that meeting with a bit more enthusiasm about it, how it would go, and not that I thought that I was going to either join them or be part of it with that type of thing. I just wasn't sure if that was going to happen for me or if I was going to stay at Burnie. But when that came ahead, I thought, well, this is my chance and it's a great opportunity, especially for our kids in the area as well. They need a representative club within this area because we've been travelling for the last couple of years with the Giants not being there, and there's been blokes who've been travelling before that as well. So it was a great opportunity.
And to go back to the Smithton Saints as well, the Giants served a purpose for a little while, but I guess everyone right throughout Tasmanian football associate the area with the Saints, doesn't it? And that's probably, in my opinion, been a really good move for many people, but I don't know whether there's been any negativity to that.
No, I haven't had any negativity. I've had a lot of people, because I work within the community, and I've had a lot of people come up to me that I don't, haven't really spoken too much or whatever, that have introduced themselves and so keen for it to be back to the Smithton Saints, and a lot of the older players as well, that at that first meeting I'd never seen them, they hadn't been around the Giants much, but this enthusiasm of being the traditional colours and back to what they wanted really drove it home for them.
How many meetings have you attended? How many phone calls have you made in the last month or so?
We've been very busy. We've sort of been targeting. Our aim is to target for 20 to 25-year-olds. We want to try to build a list and build a nucleus of a group in that list that can push us through for the next 2 or 3 years. So we've been targeting players along the coast or so forth that have either had family at the club in previous years or work within the area or have friends in our club that we know of. And we haven't been targeting just anyone. We've been targeting quality people too that can really push the professionalism of the club and be a family club as well.
How's the CHFA been? Have they been supportive? Because I know I've spoke to Buck Benson, who just says, look, we will support wherever we can, etc. How have the negotiations with them? Because that's a delicate situation, that, isn't it?
It is. And I'm from Forest Stanley. I had done my junior footy at Forest Stanley. I coached the Forest Stanley seniors a couple of years ago to a couple of runners-up in grand finals and so forth. And I've got my young fella, young Finn, he's 9. He plays in the under-13s at Forest Stanley. So I'm certainly not there to for the sake of the CHFA. It's a fantastic breeding ground, and probably we haven't been able to use that as much or have the relationship, but I believe the relationship is building. And I've had some really good feedback from people within the CHFA that are past that stage of trying to play NWFL footy that are really keen to see our young group push through. And we have a lot of blokes that are coming back that if they don't make the one side for us, they'll be back at their local club as well. So that gives them an opportunity for the CHFA to see those type of players, and for those older blokes that have played good footy to be around the younger players as well.
Yeah, super important for everyone to be on board there. Talk about let's talk about some of the new players that you've been able to attract to the club. Can you let us in on who's actually put pen to paper? Because I spoke to you during the week, so trying to get pen on paper to players in October is a pretty difficult task.
Yeah, some people say it's cricket season, but for us, obviously, it just keeps rolling over. But we're very fortunate. We've had around 17 that have committed and signed with us so far. We've got about 8 or 9 from the CHFA within that sort of age group or shown interest for us that want to come and train with us. And we've got around 8 to 10 that we've spoken to up the coast that have had ties with us as well that have shown interest. We haven't had anyone say, no, I'm not interested. Everyone's been keen to talk to us, which has been great. But when you get the likes of Tyrone Morrison, who's been a premiership player at Burnie, and Matt Elliott, which is a former Bulldog medalist, those two that sign up and are pushing for it as well. And we picked up 4 or 5 from Penguin who were in the losing grand final this year. So we've got some quality players already, and we just need to build some other blokes around that just to help them out.
So when do you envisage that you'll get to start training? And I know we are in October, and players from whatever competitions they've been playing in prior to this need to have a bit of rest, bit of family time, etc. But you've got 17 signed, but I don't know how many you're going to be able to get on the track for your first night. So have you got that planned out yet?
Yeah, certainly. Myself and Scott Bryan from Scott Bryan Fitness, we've done the program up. We start on the 8th of November, so we're training Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. They're not going to be huge sessions in time and so forth, probably an hour to an hour and 15, but just the quality that we're going to put in. We're just trying to get blokes into the training habits and good habits, getting their bodies back into moving again. So we'll have a 5-week block right up to Christmas, have the week off before Christmas and 2 weeks in between and off after Christmas. So people get that family time, because I understand that we do take time away from family. And we'll be back to the mid of January, and that's when the real work sort of starts. So what I've sort of been selling to a lot of players who are on the fence is come and do that 5-week block with us. We'll get the balls moving around and get a bit of fitness into ourselves. Scott Bryan's offered his gym up for us as well to do a heap of strength work, so some blokes can work on their strengths and weaknesses on that as well. And if you can't make training, you can try to get a session in at the gym that way. But if we can do that 5-week block, and that may tick the boxes for a few blokes on how we're pushing as a group. And some people probably don't want to commit until they find out who's on board with us as well. So we're looking forward to that to the 8th of November.
Well, I know when I played football for East Devonport back in the 80s, it was always the bus trip to Smithton was always brilliant, because the Smithton people themselves were so accommodating. They were passionate about their club, but you could have a game of footy and then you could go into the club rooms, and they were always really good people. And I know that the crowds that used to get there were terrific. You'll be hoping that you get some big crowds for the first few games down there at Smithton. Cameron, terrific that you've got on board with the Smithton Saints. I wish you all the best of luck, and let's hope that it's going to be a season that is going to be consistent, and you bring through some young kids. So well done on the appointment.
No, thank you for your time.